77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
This is the Cats in Pudding Podcast. A melting pot of pudding. And now, here's Jen.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Cats in Pudding. And today, oh my God, I have such a great guest. He's not only was my captain on the boat that I was on, but he's a good friend, and we love him. And it's my dear friend, Captain Kerry from Bravo from Below Deck. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
So happy that you're here today.
It's been a rush.
It's been a crazy summer.
It's been ridiculous.
Right?
I haven't stopped moving. And I want to thank you for making your home available for me when I'm coming through town.
It's my pleasure.
A massive help.
My pleasure. We met each other on the show, which was great. I did Captain Kerry's show, and we were the guests.
Yes.
And we just all hit it off, right?
We did. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it to be so, but you and your friends have open arms invited me in, and it's been a blast.
We love you.
Yeah,
we love you. Does that happen often when you meet guests? Do you develop relationships with them?
Yeah, I mean, I typically every season there'll be like one group that I just hit it off with, that we just connect.
Yeah,
and because you know you meet so many people from different walks of life.
Yeah,
and there's an experience that we've both shared that not many people get to experience.
That's true. It was a great experience. We had a wild ride on this, right?
Let's say it was memorable.
Did you think that we were going to be the group that was going to cause all the I don't want to say it was probably chaotic and controversy. There was a lot of controversy going on.
I think, you know, I don't go into each charter thinking about what the TV is going to show. You know, I've got a job to do. So the difference between Below Deck and other reality shows is I have a responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm not a housewife. You know, yes. I'm not hanging out and being upset by my martini's wrong. You know, I'm more worried I'm going to hit a bridge or someone's going to get hurt on the boat. Yeah. I have crew to train. So, no, I never expect that. But sometimes I can see trouble as it's walking in the dock.
And we were trouble walking in the dock. So, I mean, you are really working when you're doing this show. It's not like you said. It's not like you're, you know, doing a housewife show where it's just like who you're fighting with who or this or having an issue with your kid. You are legitimately working, running a crew. You have to, you're dealing with guests, problematic guests. We were, I mean, did you think three hours into the boat ride, we didn't even leave yet, really, right? We were just like getting out of the dock when this all started happening.
Well, see, when I'm driving the boat, I'm like, I don't know what's going on at the table or the guests on the aft deck. I mean, it's, you know, it's called Below Deck, and there's a lot that I don't even know is going on until I watch the show myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could hear, you know, your group was definitely
the loudest,
a little higher as far as decibels go. So where I wouldn't normally hear people, I could hear you guys. So when I came out after we anchored, I wasn't sure whether I had a bunch of drunk people on the boat or just really loud people. And I had both. I had loud drunk people.
You had loud and drunk people, for sure. Well, the first thing I said was like, we're Italians from New York, so we're loud. Well, I'm an Italian from New York. Not everybody is. But I mean, people don't realize, because even asking me of like, oh my God, what was going on with Kelly? So if everybody doesn't know, one of the charter guests that was on my charter, my friend Kelly, had gotten very drunk before she got onto the boat, and literally 3 hours into the first day,
yes,
she was completely ossified and was asked to leave the boat.
Asked or prodded?
Was almost handcuffed and taken off the boat. So the federales came, and it was an issue. But you did do the right thing, and everybody was asking me like, "Well, what happened with you guys? You didn't know." We were legitimately upstairs eating while this was going on. We had no idea that was going on when you guys were on deck, and she was giving you guys a hard time. She was jumping in the water without a life jacket. I mean, there was things that were causing you that was unsafe. That is something that you have to make sure every passenger is safe or your crew is safe. So, but I think you dealt with it pretty well.
Well, look, I'd be lying if I haven't been guided the right way to act when I've had a few beers. So you know, with Kelly, I could see she was having fun. Mm-hmm. I could see she was giving me a little bit of lip at first.
Yeah.
And sure, she may have gone swimming before when she was drunk, but she was responsible for herself then.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for her now.
Yes.
So, you know, when she jumped in the water, I thought that was just her little bit of a F you. Right, and to then you. And then that'd be over. You know what I mean? And then she would just kind of settle down.
Right.
But it started amping up, and it amped up so quickly, but I think eventually you guys heard it.
Yeah.
And yourself and the other guest come down to try and calm her down.
Yeah.
So they don't, you know, this went for a period of time.
This was going on for a little while. This was going on for at least an hour. This was happening.
Yeah. And we're trying to get her to her room. Yeah. We're trying to get her to settle down. We tried to have the lady speak with her. We tried to have the guys speak with her. You know, I tried my female crew first because I thought she had a problem with authority.
Yeah.
And then we got to the point where
that was it.
I had to, you know, really put that captain's hat on and just tell her what's what.
The best is when you close the door on her. So Captain Kerry brings it, says, come, we're going to come inside and in the cabin and we're going to have a conversation and have a meeting. And Kelly walks in and you just turn around and close the door behind her and lock her in the room.
Well, I never said I was going to do that. She thought I was.
She thought you were going to talk to her.
That's right. I just opened the door up and I saw an opportunity.
That was great. That was great. I mean, looking back on it now, we can laugh at it, what happened, but in the moment, it was not fun. It was not funny. She was drunk. She was belligerent and she was not listening to anybody, you know, and I think you handled it so well. And you were closing the door on her, you know, it made it funny and lighthearted at that point because I was on the floor when you closed the door on her. I was buckled over, cracking up. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't, you know, I was laughing and you know, you made it lighthearted at that point because we all were trying to calm her down and she was not having it.
It was very, very tense. You know, I was hoping that she'd stay in the room, sleep it off, and then we could have just continued on the trip. But when it got to the point where it was clear that she was bucking all authority, you know, I had crew stationed at every exit to prevent her from getting back outside and hurting herself.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, since then she's apologized.
Yes.
She's been thankful. You know, she's had a moment of brilliance to see where she was at.
Yep.
And everyone was okay, and you guys get to enjoy the rest of the charter.
Yeah, we had a great trip. We had so much fun. We enjoyed you. We enjoyed your crew. We love Frasier. We had some fun times, and then we had that whole other altercation with Helen.
Yeah.
And the crewmate. So when that was going on, has that ever happened before? Have you ever had anybody like, you know, any incidents like that before where people were accused of being with any of the crew members?
I've never had somebody make up a rumor about themselves that could get them fired.
Yeah.
That was the interesting part.
Yes.
You know, I may have had a crew member say, hey, I think this has happened.
Yeah.
And then I've got to go and investigate it, and that person needs to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. But here I have a crew member making up a story about a charter guest, and it really triggered me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got cheated on in my life and it really destroyed me at the time. And so I got triggered, but I still had to be impartial in finding what was going on. I just couldn't act on it as if it was true. So I needed to talk to all the crew who heard him talk about it and the rest of the crew, and everyone thought he was full of shit.
Yeah.
And
he was full of shit.
He
was full of shit.
But at the time, all I had was, you know, this guy making a story up about himself.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. But end of the day, I just had to, you know, judge on it as with the evidence I had, and that was he made a story up. But if one crew member would have believed it, just one, he would have been fired.
Yeah.
Because like that can't happen on my vessel.
No.
You know, once we get off, you know, once we get off the boat, you do what you want.
Whatever you want. You're an adult.
And people kind of get a little bit like, well, you know, what if the guest wants to, this and that? Well, there's professionalism, right? Absolutely. There's a lot of fun on the boat, but there's professionalism. And we don't want to get a reputation where crew are hitting on guests.
Right.
Right? It's your holiday, not ours.
Exactly. I mean, it's like you said, unprofessional. You don't want that stigma that, you know, the crew members are, you know, that's what's going to happen if you go on this show or on this vessel with you, and you as a captain don't want that stigmata to you that you allow this to happen on your boat. So, I mean, I think you handled that beautifully too. Mm. I think that was great. And listen, even when he was talking about it, you could see like he couldn't wait to say something. Like when he got in that watch, when I was watching the episode, I was watching him. He was like, oh yeah, when this happened, I'm like, it was like immediately he wanted to make like create some kind of story for himself.
Yeah. Basically. And I think part of it, like now that I've seen the show, because remember, I don't see the show until you see the show.
Yeah.
And everybody else sees the show. But it also looked like he was trying to mess with Celine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I think in his own messed up way.
He was trying to get back at her.
Yeah. But, you know, again, if I would have been informed that he kept continuing it and kept making it up, the story up after talking to me, there would have been a different outcome.
There would have had to have been ramifications.
Well, you can't allude that you got away with something.
Right.
You know what I mean? It should have been over. But, Kyle has an alcohol problem, a drinking problem. And just like when Kelly was losing it, you know, I looked at her with compassion. I'm like, she's got some demons. She's upset. Something's hurting her right now. It's not me. I'm just a focal point. And all that mattered to me was the safety of her. And anything she said to me didn't matter.
You didn't take it to heart because you knew it wasn't about you.
Yeah. So the same thing is with Kyle, except, you know, you're defaming a child, I guess. It's not just that. It's you know, the kind of problems you can cause in the relationship.
Yes.
And that really bothered me.
Is he still working for the show?
Well, the season's over. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens next season.
So we don't know yet. Stay tuned to see. Mm-hmm. So how is it working? So, I mean, most of the people that are working with you, they're younger. Mm-hmm. They're a lot younger than, not saying that you're old.
Not a lot younger.
Well, they're younger than you and us. How is it working with kids today, none of them want to work. Like, they're all lazy. I'm sorry. I hate to say the generation Z and generation, you know, what are they called? The millennials. Oh my God.
Yes.
Ugh, millennials are crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel like they don't have the same worth ethic as we do. So how is it working with them?
I'm pretty sure our parents are the same thing about us.
Yes. You think so?
I think every generation thinks the next one doesn't work as hard. We have different things that affect our day.
Mm-hmm.
When we grow up, we didn't have social media constantly beating us up, having to look a certain way, pretend to be a certain way. You know, you'd make a phone call at home, you know, the parents in the area, you'd have to take your turn. I mean, for most of us, probably shared a bathroom
with
the whole family, right? So they've got different pressures on them right now. So the way I used to run a boat is, this is the way I did it, that's the way you must do it. And then I was going through my divorce, and when I was cheated on, mental health became very important to me. You know, I grew up in an environment where, rub some dirt on it, get over it. And that's how I treated my staff before this happened to me is, you know, you come in, you have a problem at home and it's affecting your work. Well, leave it at home.
Right.
Because I can.
Right.
I'm now divorced too, right? So, so you know, there's a level of compassion of understanding the staff to see where they're at, have an idea if they can do the job. And if they can't do the job because of other reasons, other things affecting them, they can't stay.
Yeah.
You know, and we had that for Chef Anthony last season. He, you know, it was an anniversary of his dad's death, the other things going on, then his uncle and wife got together and he had so much happening, he just couldn't do his job.
Couldn't focus.
So it wasn't the environment for him to thrive. Yeah. And I want my staff to thrive. So as far as, you know, this generation, they're built different.
That's true.
You know, our generation was the last one that actually looked up to the next and did it their way.
That's true.
Now they expect it their way.
Yes.
Right? So there's that balance of having compassion for where they're at, having a job that needs to be done, and if you can't do the job, well, you need to find someone else who will.
Right. So how did you fare working with them? Did you enjoy working with the staff?
So this crew was really interesting because I didn't know about all the drama. Getting with what and how many people.
Wow,
there
was a lot of stuff going on. Boys, girls, boy on girl, boy on boy.
Straight on straight, gay on gay, straight, gay.
They, them, them, he, her, everybody. They were all together.
All of it, right? But what I did realize is whenever we did a tip meeting, mm-hmm. everybody was laying over each other. You don't really see it too much because the tip meeting isn't just 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we were there 15 minutes or so talking about what happened and this and that and a bit of a, you know, not a powwow. I never call people out in front of other people, but just how we can do better collectively. Right. But I just see the love in the room.
Okay.
You know, so, and some of that love was strained here and there. But working with that generation is what I have to work with. So I need to make most of it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they were good kids. I mean, I thought.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, when Hugo came along, he really helped sort things out for me, took some pressure off me. Fraser stepped up.
He's wonderful, Fraser.
Love he's him. Great. You know, the show, what's great about the show is you can reflect on where you're at.
Yeah.
So you can reflect on how you responded to something. Mm-hmm. But not regret how you responded, but just kind of reflect because you're responding to a situation with what information you know now.
Yeah.
And when you watch the show, you kind of – oh man, I could have said this.
Right.
But I wasn't aware of what else was going on.
Right. Because you don't see everything because you're not aware of of everything being filmed at the same time because it's all being filmed simultaneously. And now when they put it all together, now you can see, oh my God, the whole bigger picture now of what's going on.
And then I saw Jess, she was always in the right place at the right time. Incredible deckhand, lead deckhand. And then she just started messing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge advocate for mental health. You know, I could see something was going on. I didn't know what was going on. And I even actually got a bit of a tear in my eye when I watched the episode where I gave her that hug. So I just knew something was up. She just needed that moment. Yeah. And beforehand, I didn't have the capacity to have that compassion for people that I do now.
Well, you have a lot of compassion for people. You're so good. And they must, and they all love working for you. I mean, they all say how wonderful you are. And you're a great dad. I mean, how many children do you have?
My son, he's 16, and my daughter's 13.
They're cute. They're adorable, and they look like you. And now what's up for you next while you're in New York now?
I'm going to do Walter Ammons Live.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be walking in Fashion Week.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, so I need to learn how to walk, but
you got to practice a little bit going there.
Yeah, I don't know. I do my own little style, you know. I'll upset the whole thing.
Isn't that great? So, isn't it a big difference from when you started 3 years ago until – because it's 3 years now you're on the show, right?
Yeah, so we started – the first year I filmed was in 2021. Mm-hmm. And that was Blow Deck Adventure in Norway.
Right.
And then I think it might have been 2 years from there that I then took over Blow Deck Original.
Wow.
Yeah, which is – none of this was on my radar. It just fell on my lap.
And now look at you now.
I know.
Everybody loves you. And you come to do my show. Come on, I feel so honored that you did my show. I really did. I'm so happy to have you on.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we got a chance to talk. And I'd love to have you back on and, you know, and see what's going on for the next season. I can't wait to see.
That'll be fun. Yes.
Right? We could do that too. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear all about what's going on. Are you excited now to go back home and kind of, you know, like chill out a little bit after this whole whirlwind?
Well, I'm trying to. Like every time I get home, it's time to come back again.
Yeah.
So even today, I'm flying up, and you know the plan was to leave tomorrow afternoon, and an event popped up tomorrow night, and then there's another event the next day, and it's all kind of backing itself up. But you know, I need to spend time at home. You know, spend time with my kids, and you know, just do some of the simple things.
And you have a little bit of a break with them.
Yeah.
When is the last episode? It's September 15th.
Is it? Yeah, Monday after. This one.
Oh, no. Okay.
15? So is it 15?
That's the finale, right?
15, yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So everybody's got to tune in. It's Monday nights at 9, at 8. O'clock.
Monday 8 o'clock. At 8. We may do another watch party. I don't know yet. I'm getting a little tired.
You get a little tired of these watch parties? We only did like 30 of them.
yeah. We may do something during the boat show in Fort Lauderdale. Maybe we'll beautiful. Put a big party on down there. There might be a bit of fun, a little more planning.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I'm definitely I wish this coffee was twice the size.
But we're going to get you some more. I'm so excited that you came on today to speak to us and sit with me. And you're great. I love him. He's a great guy. You're the best. And I'm so glad that now I could call you a friend now.
Yes. Yes, right? Absolutely. Yes.
We became close. This we is did. Great.
Yes.
So everybody tune in Monday night at 8 o'clock for the finale, September 15th, and watch Mr. Captain Carey on Bravo. Thank you, everybody, for your for tuning in. This is Cats and Pudding. Have a great day.
Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.